Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the studio with me for this segment, I have Vanessa Perez, Director for Time for Change Foundation, an organization that empowers disenfranchised low-income individuals and their families. So thank you very much for joining me today, Vanessa. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Now, first of all, you're with the Time for Change Foundation. Tell us a little bit about Time for Change. What is it all about? And actually, how did you get started with Time for Change?
Sure. Well, Time for Change Foundation provides housing and supportive services for homeless women and children. And the goal is to help women reach self-sufficiency. So we do this by providing evidence-based supportive services. And we do housing, such as emergency shelter, permanent supportive housing, and we actually are a developer of affordable housing.
Okay, let's go back a little bit. How did you get started with the Time for Change Foundation? You've been working there for several years. I imagine you've worked your way up.
Yes, so I actually started off as an intern in the communications department. Prior to Time for Change, I was interning at a local radio station. It's actually not in existence anymore. They actually changed the formatting of it. But
so you got out while you still could, huh?
Right, but I just felt led to go into a different direction, and so I was brought to Time for Change, and I began in 2012, where I interned and helped support the agency through writing blogs and client success stories, and through their Homeless Empowerment Leadership Project, where we trained homeless people in the park on how to advocate. That's where my eyes were really opened up to all the work that we were doing for the community. And so after 3 months of interning, I was offered a position as civic engagement specialist, where I led our advocacy and get out the vote and leadership development efforts for the women. And the last couple of years, I have become the director of the agency.
So you've moved up all the way to the top.
Pretty much.
Well, great. That's a great success story. Now, go into a little bit more depth about some of the programs that you offer at Time for Change.
So we currently operate 2 emergency shelters, 13 units of permanent supportive housing. And in 2012, we developed our own affordable housing called the Phoenix Square. And I wanted to also share what's really, really exciting is that we've actually expanded our services to the Bay Area. And in December of 2018, we opened our first home for women and children.
So you're not just local,
statewide.
Statewide.
Right.
So you really are expanding. And
yes.
Tell us about some of the agency's goals.
So our goals are to develop entrepreneurship opportunities for women, to provide more affordable housing for families, and to create thriving communities.
Tell us about how the program gets started with somebody that's, say, homeless or someone that's been battered or abused. Do they come to you, or do you search them out? How does that process work?
So we get our families that we serve from a variety of ways. One way is through direct contact. Many of them have heard of us through their peers or through word of mouth, and so they'll call our agency directly. Some of them call 211, which is the county's emergency phone number to receive housing and services. And we also get referrals from other community partners, county agencies, law enforcement, local jails and prisons. It just depends on the circumstance of the woman. And so basically we're very well known in the community. We have a high reputation of being successful in helping these women. It could be judges, it could be courts, it could be CFS workers, but the community knows of us. And so however our women, whatever their situation they're in, they will hear from somebody who has been affected directly by our organization, or they've worked with us in the past.
So you say you work with other organizations. I imagine other city and county organizations. What are some of those organizations?
Definitely. So one of our big community partners is Catholic Charities. We also work with Community Action Partnership and Department of Behavioral Health. We work with Cedar House Rehabilitation Center. We have great partnerships with our local parole and probation offices. We actually have a Positive Futures 2 project where we directly work with women through mentoring, case management, and we provide them with reentry services to eliminate consistent drug use and to help prevent recidivism.
Great. Now, you went into a little bit of detail about that program. Can you give us some more specifics about some of the other programs that you offer?
Sure. So we are actually a licensed drug and alcohol outpatient as well. And so not all, but many of the women that come to us do have histories of substance abuse. And so we provide drug and alcohol counseling. And then some of the other services that we provide are work to win employment development services. We do financial education and money management, life skills, parenting education, anger management, women's wellness, health and nutrition. We do mommy and me mother child bonding, and we teach our women how to be mothers and bond with their children so that they can have healthy relationships with them. Sometimes our kids have been through foster care or CFS. And so when we get those situations, then we work closely with the mother so that we can develop healthy bonds between them. And sometimes it might just be a matter of, you know, cooking dinner together or playing together, doing learning activities, homework, or maybe on the weekend, they'll go to the park and play, or we'll give them movie tickets or something. But we definitely try to promote those healthy family bonding to promote family reunification, because one of the biggest things that we do aside from housing is family reunification. And so since our inception, we've helped over 1,200 homeless women and children reach self-sufficiency. And we've also reunited 282 children out of foster care and CFS back with their moms.
Okay, great. So you're not just focusing on homeless women. You're actually dealing with children that possibly the mother's been taken away from CPS because of various reasons.
Yes.
And you try to work to get them both back together.
Yes, and promote healthy bonding and family reunification.
Great. Now, how does Time for Change Foundation, how has that impacted the local community?
I would say that Time for Change Foundation impacts the local community because we don't recycle homelessness, we end it. So Time for Change Foundation is unique and can be different from other agencies in the community because we offer a continuum of housing. What I mean by that is that we provide emergency shelter, permanent supportive housing, as well as permanent housing. And so we have the full wraparound services that we provide to these women and children. And so we walk with them from the beginning to the end. So our goal is to ultimately see them come out of homelessness and reach self-sufficiency. So by providing them with strength-based case management and all of the direct services such as the employment training, the financial training, the life skills training, they're getting that intensive support that they need to help rebuild their self-esteem, to increase their skills, their job skills, and to help them become permanently stable.
What kind of success rate do you have?
We have about a 95% success
rate.
Really?
That high? That's fantastic.
Yes.
Now, being the type of organization that you are, I know fundraising is a big part of your infrastructure. You've got a big event coming up. Tell us about that.
Yes, definitely. We're so excited about it. We're celebrating our 17th annual awards gala, Oh, the Places She'll Go. And so that event is going to be held on Friday, April 12th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the DoubleTree Hotel in Ontario, California.
So what's going to be happening at the event?
So we are going to be honoring some outstanding community individuals. We call them our local heroes. Some might be familiar with them. We are honoring Blue Educational Foundation. We're honoring Mayor Deborah Robertson of Rialto. We're giving the Lifetime Legacy Award to the elders of the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians, James and Rowena Ramos. Some might be familiar with Tim Evans of the Unforgettables Foundation, Dr. Roger Hadley of Loma Linda University, and a couple others.
Now, what's the purpose of the event?
The purpose is to honor outstanding community individuals as well as recognize the success of our agency and look back at the women who have made it through the trenches, overcome homelessness, and become self-sufficient. And we're raising the much-needed funds to continue supporting the agency and the work that we do to help end homelessness for women and children.
Can people actually sponsor? Do you need sponsors? And where can people buy tickets?
We definitely need sponsors. Where there's no limit on sponsors, and we can use them. You can go to www.timeforchangefoundation.org. You can also call our office at 909-886-2994.
And that's to be a sponsor. But where can they get tickets?
They can also go to our website and call us to get tickets. They can sponsor. They can buy program book ads. They can make a donation. And they can become a sponsor all at our website at timeforchangefoundation.org or by calling our phone number again, 909-886-2994.
And what are the price on those tickets?
One ticket, one dinner plate is $125.
Okay, why don't you run down all the details of the event again, the time, place, when, and where?
Okay, so Time for Change Foundation's 17th Annual Awards Gala, Oh, the Places She'll Go, will be held on Friday, April 12th, 2019, from 6 to 9 p.m. in the evening at the DoubleTree Hotel in Ontario.
As we close here, if there's one specific point you'd like to make about Time for Change Foundation, what would that be?
I'd just like to reiterate the fact that we don't recycle homelessness, we end it. We reunite children and we give them their moms back. And that's what a lot of these children need. So when they have their moms back in their lives, it's proven data that they're more successful in school, they have better behavioral problems, and they can grow up and really break these cycles of homelessness and recidivism and become thriving community members and really succeed in life.
Okay, Vanessa Perez, Director for Time for Change Foundation, an organization that empowers disenfranchised low-income individuals and families. So thank you once again for joining me today, Vanessa. Some great information.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.